It's time for Tradio on KRWC. Tradio is your classified section on the radio. It's where we buy, sell, rent, trade, and giveaway items. You're also welcome to search for items on Tradio by calling in a wanted item. Call right now at 763-682-4444. Now remember, if your item for sale is priced at more than $200, please put that item or items in the Tradio paid for section. It's simple. Just give us a description of your item or items along with a check for $10. We'll put your ad in the Tradio paid for section for 6 days, both in the morning and evening sessions. So now let's get started. Call Tradio at 763-682-4444. It's time for Tradio on KRWC.
Good afternoon, Wright County, and welcome to Tradio here on KRWC. I'm Jake Leiter, and Jason Stormer's here, too.
He's looking for
a mic jack.
Yeah, I can't find one. The one that's normally here isn't here.
All right.
Let me go scramble, try to find
you, one. You go look for one. I'll read the sponsors.
Okay.
All right. We're brought to you by A&L Wagey Construction, a local Wright County company in Buffalo. They do standing seam steel roofs for houses, steel installation for pole sheds, both new or repaired. They've been building barns since 1910 and sheds since 1967. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. That's A&L Wiggy Construction. Go ahead and give them a call at 763-286-1374. That number again, 763-286-1374. Tradio is also sponsored by American Family Insurance, the Chris Chapman Agency of Buffalo. Contact Chris and his team at 763-682-2575 for a no-obligation insurance checkup. That again, American Family Insurance, the Chris Chapman Agency of Buffalo. Give them a call at 763-682-2575 for a no-obligation insurance checkup. And Tradio finally is brought to you in part by the Wright County Swappers Meet, now open for the season. Come out tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. and take in Wright County's largest and longest-running flea market, located north of the Highway 55 and County Road 3 intersection, just west of Annandale. Again, the Wright County Swappers Meet will be open tomorrow starting at 6 a.m., so come in and take in Wright County's largest and longest-running flea market, located north of the Highway 55 and County Road 3 intersection, just west of Annandale. And this is Tradio on KRWC. Phone lines are open, 763-682-4444.
Guess what?
You found a joke.
I can hear you. How's it going, buddy?
It's going all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was your week? What's new with you?
Busy.
How much Curb have you watched?
None.
Ah, come on now. That's a couple weeks.
It's been busy.
Well, I know, but like,
I just haven't had time.
Priorities, my friend. Curb should be at the top of your priority list right now.
Yeah, I guess.
What kind of answer is that? I'm so disappointed in you.
I know.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and tell me how disappointed you are in me, or if you want to use Tradio for what it's meant for, selling your items or looking for your items. Free to call in if you've got items that you'd like to sell for $200 or less, or maybe you're looking for something, or you got some stuff you'd like to give away, or having a garage sale, a yard sale, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Call in, tell us what you've got, where it's at, you know, stuff like that. Let us know about it. 763-682-4444. All right.
Yeah.
You do something now.
What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean you do something now? What kind of radio transition is that? All right. I talk. Now you talk.
You, Jason.
I guess does this count?
Jason, talk now.
Hello.
All right. Jake, talk now.
Yeah. Jake, talk now.
All right. If you've got items you'd like to sell for more than $200, just send KRWC $10 in either cash or check form, and as well as a list of what you're trying to sell or look for or give away or whatever like that. Mail it off to KRWC Tradio, P.O. Box 267, Buffalo, Minnesota, 55313. That again, KRWC Tradio, P.O. Box 267, Buffalo, Minnesota, 55313. Write your checks to KRWC. And don't stop into the studio.
Not right now.
Not right now yet.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And,
do I need to do something now?
I think we should start paid for it because we've got a lot of them. We got to get through them.
Okay, sure. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start? Who wants to start? Want me to do something around here? It sounds like you're a little bit bitter that I'm not doing
it. I think you might
have
one more than I do. So, okay. Yeah, you start.
Very well, sir. All right. We got an advertisement for the 38th annual Howard Lake Waverly Winstead FFA Alumni Consignment Auction. It's going on Thursday, August 20th at 5:30 p.m. at Goldview Farms in Waverly. They are accepting farm machinery, tractors, hay, straw, shop items, tools, gift certificates, vehicles, ATVs, lawnmowers, construction materials and equipment, recreational items, farm items, skid steer buckets, donations, and a whole lot more. The print deadline is Monday, August 10th, and they are accepting these items on Thursday, same day as the auction, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. If you have any questions or if you want more information, I got a couple phone numbers that you can reach out to. The first one is 320-224-2728. Again, that first number, 320-224-2728. Second number you can try is 320-543-3702. Again, that second number, 320-543-3702 for the 30th annual Howard Lake Waverly Winstead FFA Alumni Consignment Auction, Thursday, August 20th, 5:30 p.m., Goldview Farms in Waverly.
All right, for sale, we have a 2007 Chevy Impala. This car has 255,000 well-cared-for miles on it. It'd be a good second car. It's got good tires on it. It's gray in color and has no rust on it. Needs nothing but a new home. The owners are looking to sell it for $1,650 or best offer. That is a reduction, by the way. I believe it was $1,800. I'm trying to read through the scribbles here. But it's $1,650 now or best offer. And so if you're interested in this vehicle, call 763-331-1626. That number again, 763-331-1626. And I think a car like this would make a good first car as well, in addition to a second car. So
for sure.
So, yeah, call that number if you're interested, 763-331-1626.
Speaking of vehicles, we've got a 1997 GMC full-size regular cab pickup truck for sale. Runs and drives great. It's got a little bit of rust, but nothing too serious. Power steering and brakes, AM, FM cassette, full factory gauges with ice-cold air conditioning. Has a 4.3-liter V6 engine, comes with a matching topper. Tires had half tread, and this truck has 187,000 miles on it and does not use any oil. Price listed by the owners is $1,000, so if you are interested in this 1997 GMC full-size regular cab pickup truck for $1,000, phone number that you can call is 612-666-4489. Again, that phone number, 612-666-4489.
For sale, we have a 2013 Husqvarna zero-turn riding mower. It has a 46-inch cut, 23-horsepower motor, and it's in excellent condition. The owners are looking to sell it for $2,000, and they've also got an antique roll-top desk. It is solid oak. It measures 30 by 42 inches, and the owners are selling that for $650. These items are located in Watertown, and they have two phone numbers here for you to call. The first one is 952-955-3721. That number again, 952-955-3721, or 952-955-2018. That one again, 952-955-2018. And it looks like we've got a call too. So we'll take
Wonderful.
Let me get my stuff together here.
Get it together, man.
Good afternoon. You're on Tradio.
Yes. I have some firewood, camp firewood for sale for $40 a load. And then also I'm looking for a younger guy to help me out around my place. And then also I have deer hunting land for lease. Or trade. And the number is 320-241-3399.
All right, that number again, 320-241-3399, correct?
Yep, thank you.
Yep, thank you for calling.
Take care, sir.
All right, he's got firewood for sale. He said $40 per load, and he's also looking for help around the house. Let me finish that, help around house. And then he's got deer hunting land for trade. So if you're interested in some firewood or if you can help him out around the house
and what
deer
else?
Hunting land for
there
trade, 320-241-3399. That number again, 320-241-3399. I write so fast, sometimes I have a hard time reading.
I know. I'm right there with you, man. I have terrible handwriting. I can barely read my own. So I'm right there with you. Have you ever been deer hunting?
No.
Neither have I.
I mean, I've been pheasant hunting, but...
That's all I've done. And, you know, like squirrels up at the cabin.
Okay,
like red squirrels that are chewing on the side of the house or like the shingles and stuff. Red squirrels are not fun.
No.
Not fun to deal with at all. So,
no.
Anyway, what else we got in the paid for section today? You were talking about a mower in the last one, so let's keep the theme alive. We got an individual selling Murray Mower Rider parts, some new and used. They got pulleys, bearings, two rear tires on rims, a fuel tank, muffler, starter, and a bunch of other miscellaneous parts as well. These individuals are also selling an acetylene torch that includes hoses, tips, gauges, tanks, and a cart for $325. They are selling an arc welder for $75, a Chilton foreign car manual for $5, and two near new tires on 4-inch rims. So if you are interested in any of those items I just listed off to you, then the phone number that you can call is 763-682-5148. Again, that phone number, 763-682-5148.
All right, we have an individual who is willing to do Bobcat work, and he's willing to do it for $60 per hour. He also provides handyman services. He's looking for a knee scooter.
Yes.
And then for sale, he has two small John Deere tractor weights. So if you need some small John Deere tractor weights, or if you've got a knee scooter you'd be willing to part with, or if you need Bobcat work or handyman services, give this number a call, 763-222-4274. That number again, 763-222-4274. And I should mention, too, that the Tradio phone lines are open. 763.
Hello? Yeah, they are. Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Oh, wait, it's not for me.
No, not for you.
It's for the people of Wright County, yeah, and I don't live in Wright County.
Yeah, you can't use it.
No, I can't.
763-682-4444 if you'd like to call into the program. 763-682-4444.
All right, we still got plenty of more items in the paid-for section, so what else do I have here? Bunch of items all under one owner. We got for sale, 1988 Bass Buggy 20-foot pontoon with a 25-horsepower Mariner outboard motor. Owners are looking for $2,000 for that. They're also selling a Strike Master ice auger for $75, a MTD 14 horsepower tractor with plow and chains for $400, a 1980 Yamaha 300 Enticer snowmobile for $150, scaffolding with wheels, jacks, and aluminum planking for $700, and finally they're selling an 18-foot 1992 Larson Laser. That includes a 4.3 inboard motor that includes cover and two pull-behind tubes for $4,000. So if you are interested in any of those items, the phone number that you can call is 612-701-0911. Again, that phone number, 612-701-0911.
For sale, we have a 1992 Sunbird Eurosport 118 speedboat. It has a Quiet Rider motor at 115 horsepower. It also has a stereo system. It includes a Sunbird trailer. It's been used very little and has been in storage for a while. They've reduced the price, but they don't have it written here. They're located in the Clearwater area, so if you're interested, you can either call or text them at 320-333-9587. That number again, 320-333-9587.
Back to the theme of vehicles, got a wanted item here. We have somebody looking for a shop mechanic to do an engine swap on a 1962 Chrysler Imperial and other mechanical repairs throughout the winter in their shop. So if you by chance can help this individual find a shop mechanic to do an engine swap on a 1962 Chrysler Imperial as well as some other mechanical repairs throughout the winter, then please call this number. It's 320-761-4249. Again, that phone number, 320-761-4249.
All right, Ron Larson's having an August back-to-school sale.
Woohoo!
And the first item he's got is an Xbox 360.
Well, that will distract the children, though. A gaming console will distract the children from going back to school.
Oh, well. An Xbox 360. It is a 60-gigabyte console. It's in great condition. It comes with a limited-edition wireless controller, as well as 6 games, too.
Ooh.
He was asking $45, and now he's asking only $40.
Ooh, good deal.
He's also got a Sony brand DVD player. It's new in the box, unopened. It is an HDMI player, but it is not a Blu-ray player. He was asking $55, and now he's asking $50. He's got a vintage wooden boogie or skim board. It is a Slammer brand. It was listed at $25, now only $20. He's got 3 vintage tennis rackets. The first one is a Spalding brand racket, Pancho Gonzalez tournament model. The second one is a Wilson brand racket, Stan Smith autograph model. And the third is a Tad Davis racket, High Point model. All 3 rackets are in very good condition. They've got very tight webbing. They appear to be from the late 1960s to possibly mid-1970s. He's asking $10 each, and now he's got a deal where $20 will get you all three of them, so you get two, or you buy two, you get one free.
Dang good deal.
Great deal right there. He's got a vintage Cabbage Patch Kids Afghan stenciling kit. This kit is dated to 1984. It was originally at $15, now only $10. He's got a vintage Monarch brand high-low hydraulic pulley-driven pump for a snowplow setup on old Jeep CJ models. Could be used on other applications, he writes here with a question mark. He was asking $150 or best offer. Now he's asking $125 or best offer. And finally, he's got a Red Wing brand poultry drinking fountain and buttermilk feeder. The bell and base are both in like-new condition with no chips in it. He was asking $95. He's now asking $90. So if you're interested in partaking in Ron's August back-to-school sale, you can call or text him at 612-481-0580. His number again is 612-481-0580, and he writes here that if he doesn't answer, please leave a message.
Makes sense, you know, tennis rackets, kids can use those during, gym class. PE and stuff. Yeah, and actually, tennis is one of the most socially distant sports you can play right now, so even more safe. That's wonderful.
That's true.
Good job. Ron's back to school. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's awesome. All right. Phone lines are open for Tradio, by the way. Jake mentioned it, but I guess I'll mention it too. 763-682-4444. Again, that number, 763-682-4444. Got another item in the paid-for section. Not a for-sale item. Not even a wanted item. It's a for-rent item. This is fun, I know, right? We got a two-bedroom condo in Montrose for rent. Recently redecorated, has all appliances, including a dishwasher, which you got to get that. This condo is available in mid-August. So kind of around probably right now or so. Yeah. Also for rent is a four-bedroom farm home located in Central Wright County. Has the dual fuel option, LP or wood, has air conditioning, and it's carpeted and hardwood floors all throughout the entire home. Plus, the outbuildings can also be rented. This property is also available right about now, mid-August. So if you are interested in the two-bedroom condo in Montrose or the four-bedroom farm home located in Central Wright County, then the phone number that you can call is 612-704-1488. Again, that phone number, 612-704-1488.
And that'll wrap up the Tradio paid-for section.
Oh, we're done? Oh, we're done? Wow.
That's the last one
We had a lot, but we got done kind of earlier than I expected. We've been talking for like 10 minutes straight.
Yeah, there's a lot of paid-fors, but we're okay with that.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to send in a paid-for...
Please do.
You can send your list as well as $10 cash or check. Mail it off to KRWC Tradio, P.O. Box 267, Buffalo, Minnesota, 55313. If you're going to write us a check, please make that check payable to KRWC.
Jake, we've only had one phone call into the program so far today. What was that gentleman advertising?
All right, he's got firewood for sale, and he writes $40 per load. I'm assuming a load is pretty big. I don't know. He's looking for someone to help him out around the house. And he is also looking to, he's got deer hunting land for trade. So if you are interested, call 320-241-3399. That number again, 320-241-3399.
Hey, what were you up to last night? Like at around 7:30? If you don't mind me asking.
What was I doing? Oh, I was about to go to my friend Dave's house. I did hear a brief part of your game, though.
Right, yes. Got to call the game. Delano Athletics, Maple Plain Diamond Devils last night. Had a whole lot of fun. It was great. 2-1, Delano won. But I was thinking the whole time, because I've told you this before, if I had an opportunity to do play-by-play again for like North Star or any of the high school sports that we air here on KRWC, I was going to drag you with me, and I was going to give you the professional courtesy of seeing what KRWC sports broadcast, how it's all put together, how it operates and everything. But I just completely neglected to even tell you or invite you or grab you out of your house and drag you out to Maple Lake. So
You're forgiven.
Yeah. I want to do that with you so bad. I'd love to do play-by-play and you be my color commentator for any sport. Doesn't have to be baseball. It could be soccer. It could be, like, I don't know, competitive
tennis,
pop can drinking or something. See how many Diet Coke somebody can slam back. I don't know.
Well, depending on what happens with the fall season, we might be carrying some different sports.
I know. Yeah, no football this fall.
No. Nope,
push back to spring. Soccer, I believe, is still going on, though. So hopefully we'll be able to carry a couple soccer games. That'd be great.
Maybe. Don't quote me on that. Maybe.
But if it does, you and I should do a soccer game together.
I
think that would be great.
I don't know anything about soccer.
Well, neither do I. So we're both in the same boat. It'll be a really fun experience. We'll learn together. It'll be great.
I'll have to take a crash course in soccer
because okay.
I've
never played soccer. Well, I didn't even play like when I was like 5 years old.
My parents signed me up when I was younger, but I think I was one of those kids that like spun around in circles and played with the grass. So, that was my soccer career.
No, I did none of that. I did none of that. I played T-ball as a kid. My parents didn't make me play soccer. Maybe my sisters play soccer, so I don't know why I didn't have to play soccer.
I did T-ball and rookie ball though. But you know, that was the very last I ever did of it, and that was like when I was seven.
Well, either way, I think it'd be a whole lot of fun, you and I calling a game together in some capacity. I think that would just be exciting. Should have invited you last night. Darn it. That would have been fun. Even for an inning or two, we could have done like, it's the fifth inning with Jake Leiter. Take it away, Jake.
So, yeah, the guy hit the ball, and it went far out. It's into the outfield. Yeah.
You don't even need to practice. You're a natural.
Oh,
well done. Well done.
On that lovely note, we're going to take our break.
Sounds good.
So if you'd like to call into the program, 763-682-4444. That number again, 763-682-4444. And we'll be back after this break.
Good afternoon. It's time for the Farm Wrap-Up Report here on the Linder Farm Network. I'm Linda Brecke. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat futures were lower on Friday. Jim Emter, Van Aun & Company Alexandria, takes a closer look at Friday's markets and market influences and recaps the week in trade.
Cover that Friday trade. Corn market down 3.5, soybeans down 10.5, Chicago wheat down 5.75, Minneapolis down 1.5, and Kansas City down 1.75. So a rougher Friday. It was an even rougher for a week. Corn market down 8.25 on the week. Soybeans down 27.25. Chicago wheat down 35.75. Minneapolis down 19.5. And Kansas City down 27 cents. So when we come to look at the reasoning here for the last week, I think it's important to understand seasonally this is a time frame where we tend to see these markets take on a more bearish identity. We tend to see them press. And when you couple that with key technical breakdowns, it just, you know, accelerates the movement. So we saw corn this week get below that 326. We said if we did, that really starts to open up price counts down around to around that 309 to 307 type area, and then again down to 297. And unfortunately, Linda, that looks like the path of least resistance for corn. We do have a crop report coming out next week. Maybe we get a surprise change, but right now trends point to bigger yields. Questions about demand, about just how quickly we're going to see this China export business move these bushels, whether we can see a pickup in that, and also just key question marks over the feed use numbers as well as the ethanol ahead. So a lot to shake out, Linda, and unfortunately for right now, the next 3-4 weeks, that oftentimes spells bear pressure when you couple the seasonal and technical together. Beans, on the other hand, the key was could we hold 877 this week? Unfortunately, we broke below that technically. We closed at 867.5, so now we look towards 840 and down around that 816 area as your next two price counts in play. I do think buying interest will show up from here down to about that 840 level. So we'll need to see if China can continue to be a buyer. We saw good private sales, good export sales this week, but it's just not enough to overcome some of the talk of 180 to 183 corn yields out there and potentially the talk of 51 to 54 bean yields. That's where a lot of the privates are coming in, a lot of the satellite imagery, and that's the fear that this week USDA or this next week USDA will come in here and start to increase those yields.
And that's Jim Emter, Van Aun & Company, Alexandria. Farm groups are appealing to the Agriculture Department to ease payment rules and extend the sign-up deadline for the coronavirus food assistance program, citing the lagging pace of payments to farmers. Chicago's September corn 307.75 down 3.5, and November soybeans 867.5 down 10.5 today. September Minneapolis wheat down 1.5. October live cattle down 52. October lean hogs up 177.
Now today's posted county prices and loan deficiency payment rates for Friday, August 7th, from the Wright County FSA office in Buffalo. Barley today 271. Corn, 270. Oats at 234. The beans at 830. Spring wheat, 446. Winter wheat, 411. No LDP rates apply today. Again, the posted county prices, barley, 271. Corn, 270. Oats, 234. Soybeans, 830. Spring wheat, 446. Winter wheat, 411. No LDP rates apply today. There you have the posted county prices and loan deficiency payment rates for Friday, August 7th, from the Wright County FSA office in Buffalo.
Your family depends on you. That's why you work hard to make sure they have everything they need. With life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company, you'll feel good knowing you've taken steps to protect what matters most. Now's the time to plan ahead. Let's talk about protecting your loved one's financial future and finding the peace of mind you and your loved ones deserve. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact the Chris Chapman Agency. Call 763-682-2575 or stop by 209 5th Street, Northeast Suite 2 in Buffalo today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
When you're looking for great bargains, come out and shop the Wright County Swappers Meet. It's this area's largest and longest-running flea market. The Swappers Meet is open every Saturday morning beginning at 6 a.m. Come early for best selection. Wright County Swappers Meet, located north of Highway 55 and County Road 3. Make sure to look for the signs. For more information, see their website, WrightCountySwappersMeet.com. If you have things to sell, come in and rent a space. The Wright County Swappers Meet just west of Annandale. Call 320-274-9005 for more information. This report is sponsored by Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
Westbound lanes of 494, plenty of brake lights between Cedar Avenue and 35W. Eastbound side, busy Highway 100 to Penn Avenue. Crosstown Highway, still some delays, kind of pockets of delays from Tracy Avenue to about Penn Avenue. Southbound 169, typical volume off 494 to about Bloomington Ferry Road. Northbound 494, that is still heavy through the long-term road construction zone. Lake Road to the 694 interchange. Northbound 35E struggling 494 to Highway 13. Westbound I-94, that's busy into downtown Minneapolis, Cedar Avenue to 35W. That's a look at your Twin Cities traffic. I'm Derek Peters.
Play all day, then stay the night at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. With enhanced cleaning and sanitizing measures in place, you can rest easy during your stay in one of their luxurious hotel rooms. Book your reservation now at ticasino.com or by calling 1-888-867-STAY.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Or my favorite part is the pool bar.
I've never been. I've never been down to TI.
That's my favorite one.
I don't honestly. I don't remember.
I don't like gambling, but there's a lot of other stuff.
Like gambling. I like my slots and my blackjack tables. That's me personally. I'm too scared to play Texas Hold'em or anything. I don't know that game well enough to. I don't have a good poker face. You see.
Yeah, I just don't.
And I don't like wearing sunglasses inside either.
I can't play poker to save my life.
No.
Even blackjack, I'm not that great.
When is the last time I've been? I have not been to a casino in several years, though. I really haven't. Maybe time to go back.
It's been well over a year.
Gambling's fun.
Yeah, I don't want to fall back into that.
Yeah.
My roommates go a lot.
Yeah, really?
And now
I should go with them.
Well, I'm just like, I don't want to go waste money.
Well, no, I get that. It's totally fair. When I am later on in life, though, when I'm old and feeble and I have brittle bones and I just got so much cash because I saved up my entire life and I made a ton of money because I had a prolific career in whatever I end up doing, which hopefully will be radio.
Fingers crossed.
Then I will probably gamble more often because I'll have more money to gamble with.
Your kids don't need an inheritance.
No, they'll figure it out. They'll be fine. They can win the lottery.
Like, my dad Jason died in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, crap.
Oh shoot. You know what? I didn't have a good financial advisor.
Yeah.
I guess not.
I don't know how to respond to that.
No, you don't. Except for saying I don't know how to respond to that.
That's my response. All right. Well. We got about a minute. We got about a minute and a half until the top of the hour. So.
Okay, cool.
So
what should we do?
Well, I was probably going to play this, and we should probably get going because I'm hungry.
We have to leave. We have to leave. Uh-huh. I don't want to leave. I'm having fun talking to you. I don't want to leave. Oh, wait. Is it Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Oh, okay. I want to leave. Well, this has been Tradio AM 1360 KRWC. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's brought to you by A&L Wiggy Construction, a local Wright County company based in Buffalo. They do standing seam steel roofs for houses and steel installation for pole sheds, both new or repaired. They've been building barns since 1910 and building sheds since 1967. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. That's A&L Wiggy Construction. Please give Chris a call at 763-286-1374.
I read them all to begin with. You're reading them all to close.
Okie dokie then. And the Chris Chapman Agency of American Family Insurance in Buffalo. Contact Chris and his team at 763-682-2575 for a no-obligation insurance checkup. And the Wright County Swappers Meet now open for the season. Come out Saturdays at 6 a.m. and take in Wright County's largest and longest-running flea market. It's located north of the Highway 55 and County Road 3 intersection just west of Annandale. How's
all right.
that?
All right, that was good.
Thanks.
But, I thought it would take longer. We still got like 20 seconds left.
20 seconds? Well, I got nothing left.
All right. Well, this is... go follow us on social media.
Oh, yeah, there's that stuff. Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, KRWC1360. Check out our website, KRWC1360.com. Jake, do we have a podcast page?
We do have a podcast
page. Oh, my gosh.
Page.
What's on that?
This show.
Oh.
All of our other original programming as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's a great thing. Go look at it. Click KRWC1360.com yes. podcast tab.
And if people are on the go, maybe don't have a radio nearby, what are their options there to tune in to KRWC?
The TuneIn app.
Oh, the TuneIn app!
Free to download on Apple and Android.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Jake Leiter.
And I'm Jason Stormer. Tradio will be back 9:30 tomorrow morning for the weekend. It's Dave Larkham. You're not going to want to miss that. But more importantly, you're not going to want to miss Otto the Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
He's the coolest. Thanks for joining us.
I'll be looking for your name. I'm an admin on the Instagram. I'll be looking for your name to see that you followed us.
I have.
Oh, you too.
Yeah, all of us. Too. Oh, yeah, all of us. Yeah, we're watching you. We're like vultures. Anyway, thanks for listening to Tradio, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, Wright County. Take care. Bye-bye.